Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Charmed Rewind. We're in season 7.
Gone too far.
It's like, yeah. You pointed this out. I didn't really think about it before, but this would have been the penultimate episode of the show had they not got that last second season 8.
Yeah.
So this could have potentially been, like, leading up to the series finale, is this.
And they branded it, I slept with a zombie.
Oh, yeah. I talked about this in the old Manic Episodes videos, but, like, they had the deceitful advertising in the promos where they would straight up just change the plot or the names of the episodes. But this, I think, was the most egregious of just pretending it's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like a serious dramatic episode as far as Charmed is concerned. It's supposed to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they just advertised it like a comedy.
Yeah, a comedy zombie.
I slept with a zombie?
Fresh Charmed, I Slept With a Zombie, on the WB's Big Sunday.
This episode's not called I Slept With a Zombie. It's season 7, episode 21, Death Becomes Them. The scene they're talking about in that promo, I Slept With a Zombie, is a horrific, traumatic scene where Phoebe is being confronted by someone she saw violently murdered in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he is saying, this is your fault. But they make it out like, I slept with a zombie?
Just what makes Phoebe finally kind of consider, oh yeah, I guess he died too. I was more upset that it ruined my date.
Pulling her usual Phoebe shit.
Yeah.
But yes, that's the plot of the episode. We're in season 7. We're near the end. We got the stuff with Zanku going on currently, where he's trying to get the Book of Shadows, take over the Nexus under the house, and other random evil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're also in the middle of the Sheridan stuff. She's been investigating the girls to try and expose them. She was put into a coma. Right. To keep her from talking, and now they just keep using memory dust on her in a roofie circle.
Yeah.
Fucking her head up, basically. Yeah. I think that's the main storylines going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get in?
No.
All right. So we start with Phoebe in a car park outside of the school. She's gone back to school for psychology. I think this is her second return to college. She is getting assistance changing the tire on her car. IMDb noted that in past episodes, Phoebe said she could change a tire herself, so she's just getting this guy to do it because she's being lazy.
She had to get rid of that knowledge to think more about herself.
She used memory dust like, oh, this is taking up valuable headspace that could be dedicated to me. she's being helped by a fellow student who she's been flirting with.
Tim.
Tim. A generic, handsome, early 2000s man.
Call him Glassjaw Tim and find out why.
So, yeah, they're discussing psychology together. And the guy says, hey, you're pretty good at this psychology stuff. And she says, yeah, well, you should read my column.
He's like, I do. And he's like, ugh!
How do you write that stuff and you don't think this character comes off like self-centered and obnoxious? Like, mm-hmm. You should read my column. You're good at this stuff.
Well, that's nothing.
Ugh. You called it a meat gross?
Yeah.
So yeah, they're flirting pretty hard. And Tim invites Phoebe on a study date. And that's when we first find out his name is Tim. Mm. A really big moment in the show. Phoebe accepts this study date request and says that it'll be her treat because of him helping her here. And he says, it's a deal. And then she says, you're going to take me up on that?
Yeah, she's upset. Like, I didn't really want to pay.
Yeah, like, you should have said no and insisted. And then he says it's reverse psychology, and I don't know what he means.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean in this case?
Like, what? They just really wanted to get to that reverse psychology thing. Like, they thought that was really clever because they were talking about psychology, but they didn't have any, like, good lead up to it.
It doesn't make sense.
No. We have no time to figure out what this means either, because that's when a demon ninja of some sort teleports in out of nowhere and then violently murders Tim with a Wolverine claw.
It hits him in the face, you know, like with this Shredder or Wolverine claw once. He gets like scratch on his face and his jaw and he's dead. Like, was there some super fast acting poison or something? Just like he gets slashed in the face and he's instantly dead.
His face was pretty chewed up. I guess, you know, you could bleed out from your face. Maybe that's
not
what
that
happened.
That quick? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know. He dead. So Phoebe beats up the ninja guy into a fence, and somehow he falls into, like, a piece of rebar that's, like, nonsensically vertical, standing up on the ground.
These are the glass jaws meeting here with this demon and Tim, because, you know, this demon immediately takes itself out.
It was shot so quickly, we had to look at it, like, a few times to figure out what happened.
Yeah, like, because, how did that demon even die there?
The demon is, like, kicked into a fence that we have not seen in the scene previously. We got a, like, half-second shot of this fence, and then he falls down in this rebar that I don't know where it came from. It's just standing on the ground.
You always want a piece of, like, rebar sticking out of the pavement in your parking garage.
I don't know why it's standing like that, or if it was supposed to have fallen out, but it wasn't like it was falling and then he fell onto it. It was just there, like it was just stuck out of the ground like that.
It seems to be stuck in the cement or something.
Yeah. But whatever happened, he falls into it and poofs away. Yeah,
immediately
done.
Dead, too.
Yes.
He's about as weak as Tim.
This is supposed to be, like, a demonic hitman of sorts, and he's taken out like this?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm bleeding, making me the victor.
So, so Phoebe goes to check on Tim, who is dead in a pile of ketchup.
She's like, oh no, I feel so bad for me.
This is really bad for me. We're watching the Blu-rays, so we're back to seeing licensed music, or hearing it. I guess you don't see the music. But, like, the opening credits are the proper song, and then, like, we cut back to, like, a Vanessa Carlton song, and I'm like, what? Like, I'm so used to these, like, generic replacements they have on streaming.
Strange to hear the old theme again.
Yeah, I don't know if on season 8 they also have the theme replaced, or if this is left over from their deals with the DVDs, because I believe they did have the music licensed for the first 7 seasons, and then they replaced it in season 8. They lost their own theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just kind of, we're noting, this is our experience. If you watch the Blu-rays, you can see the, or you can hear the actual,
see
you can
the
see
music.
The music! Anyway, so Phoebe is checking the Book of Shadows, and Piper comes in uncharacteristically worried about her, so you know something's wrong here. This is not Piper. We should have known immediately it wasn't her, because she's like, oh, honey, what's going on? Oh, that's not Piper.
Yeah.
That's not Piper.
The Piper come in a storm cloud above her head, like, Phoebe, you're annoying me!
Phoebe, quit whining! It's Christmas birthday coming up!
Marisol's her out the window.
Yeah. Also uncharacteristically, Phoebe is sad about losing an innocent, but that's probably because he kissed her butt, so...
Yeah.
It had more to do with her than him.
Yeah, she's upset about the date. Yeah. She brings that up on me and is like, oh, I'm supposed to have a date with him.
It's just my luck.
Yo, yeah, she's
yeah,
super...
just my luck. Like, it's all about
it's just her.
Her
luck. She acts super sad and confused. Like, you would expect someone to be like, oh no, someone just died in front of me. And then she goes, why was the demon interested in Tim but not her?
Yeah.
That's what she's sad and confused by. Like, is she losing her touch?
And she's like, hello, I was standing there and the demon went right by me.
I was right there and he didn't come after me, and, like, I just can't deal with this right now.
Did the demon even know that I write Ask Phoebe?
Oh, it's like I'm not even famous enough for the demons to come after me anymore. I'm not good enough to be murdered?
And to kill stupid Tim, who I'm only upset about because I was supposed to be on a date with him?
She finds out in the Book of Shadows that this assailant was a raptor demon, which I guess is a demonic hitman for hire. I don't know what raptor, like, yeah, they had to come up
somehow,
with something.
Somehow not as intimidating as actual raptors.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, you know, raptor, like the raptor bird, like, they're birds of prey, right? Maybe that's the thought.
I can't say anything clever about the clever demon took himself out with a piece of reverb.
If he was just an actual, like, velociraptor, this would be the greatest episode they ever made. Though they did have a T-Rex once, and it was pretty lame. So. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't just call him the Hitman Demon, because that's their naming in these things.
Man.
Yeah, the Shitman. So that's when Phoebe dick... Phoebe's a dick. Phoebe mopes that she won't be going on this date. That's when she says, it's just my luck.
Yeah.
Now it's all about Phoebe. She's cursed to never find
Tim
love.
Has lost his life, but
she lost the date, which is more important, I think. She says she's cursed to never find love. That's really what she's upset about, because she's on her whole, like, I can't find true love kick this whole fucking season. Annoying as shit. And if, like, the next episode had been the last episode, it would have ended with her never finding true love, which I think would have been great.
Did she really find true love with poop?
No. So, Piper's like, nah, we don't have the whole story here. Maybe Tim was a witch or another demon, so maybe you dodged a bullet and he fucking deserved to die. Which is very in character. I think Zanku was pretty close to the real Piper there.
Yeah, just a little too caring.
Yeah. That's where he went off the rails, is when he was acting like he cared.
Usually, you know, you have the bad person pretending to be the good person and they're bad at it. But it's like they act too obviously evil. His fault was going too far the other way.
It really is, because he acts concerned when he comes in. And then, like, when the actual Piper finds out about this, she's like, she's being silly.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Well, it's like Paige tells her, like, oh, yeah, Phoebe thinks she's cursed. And she goes, ugh, that's stupid.
Amazing. So, after this accusation besmirching Tim's character, Phoebe says he's definitely not a demon based on nothing. They never go into why she knows for sure that he wasn't a demon.
Because he read her column.
Yeah, a demon wouldn't read her column.
That's what the demon didn't get her autograph before killing Tim.
Why don't demons read her column anymore, you know? They used to. So Piper is like, hey, maybe you should go to the morgue and see if you can get a premonition off of Tim's body. As if that's something that they always do. But I guess, again, this is Zanku trying to shoo her away, basically.
Yeah.
So Phoebe reluctantly agrees to do this. And she asks Piper to keep checking the book for answers. And Piper says sure, but kind of sinister. And I was like, I didn't know it wasn't supposed to be her at first. So I was like, why is Piper saying it like this? Because sometimes she just says things sinisterly.
She says a weird line later.
But this is actually because it's Zanku. So when Phoebe leaves, evil Zanku as Piper tries to pick up the Book of Shadows, but it deflects her because evil can't touch the Book of Shadows. This is something they've established previously in the show. But unrelated, it's because it's Zanku. Otherwise, Piper, if she tried to grab it, it also would have deflected.
I mean, I figured she said sure like that because she's just annoyed at having
to do
something.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going on at first. And then when it was Zanku, it's like, oh, now her caring makes sense.
Yeah.
Not that line. That line made sense, but the caring part didn't.
No.
Wait a minute. What about me?
We don't have time to care about you.
I don't know why Zanku wouldn't know that he couldn't touch the Book of Shadows at this point, because this is part of his plan to kind of wear down the book's defenses.
I guess he's trying to see, like, was that enough?
Yeah, but it was, he barely did anything. Yeah, this is all based off of a hunch he has on based on nothing.
Yeah, he could have, like, if he thought that's all it took, he just had to wait for Phoebe to be whining about her love life, which is almost every episode.
Yeah. It doesn't take that much work to get the girls to ignore saving people and leave the book alone.
Mm-hmm.
They just gotta, like, get them some mani-pedis or tell them they got a free vacation or something. Then they're out of the house and you're fine. But I guess he needs to wear down their defenses.
Yeah. Wait for this big Chris party that's about to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to have Daryl and his wife over, maybe. Yeah. They were a solid maybe.
On Facebook, they said, like, interested in attending. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So once he gets flung away by the book, he says the book's going to learn to like him, and then smirks like he has the upper hand somehow.
Yeah, well, he does the Darth Vader line. He's like, impressive. Most impressive.
The thing I knew would happen happened. Impressive.
But you're not a Jedi yet, Book of Shadows.
Doesn't he quote it later? I feel like he also says the anticlimactic line.
He does.
Yeah, okay. That's also from Star Wars, isn't it? No, I was just thinking, I was confusing the other times that they said Star Wars lines. Sorry, but maybe someone in Star Wars said anticlimactic at some point. And everything Star Wars.
You're just anticlimactic.
So anyway, yeah, he's like, I have the upper hand, and then teleports away based on nothing. So he arrives in some sort of crypt and then meets up with John Kassir as the crypt keeper.
Yeah.
What an inspired bit of casting. So again, this could have been the penultimate episode. They had John Kassir playing the actual crypt keeper.
Yeah.
As a cute reference to him voicing the crypt keeper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he almost does a crypt keeper voice. You could tell he's trying to do it, but not as cartoony. Like,
yeah,
he's like, I can't do the full crypt keeper.
Yeah,
but
I won't quite go into that.
But he's in on the joke, you know? So, Zanku and the Crypt Keeper start waxing nostalgic about the old days when they were friends, like during the Crusades and the Black Plague. Like, they're like, haha, good times. Like, they literally say good times.
Yeah.
So they have some sort of plan involving corpses that hasn't quite been revealed to the audience yet. But Zanku is like, we gotta take things slow, so we don't blow it. Right now, before we get to any of this other stuff, we got to do a little reverse psychology on the girls. Normally, they don't care about saving innocents, but what if they did?
We have to give them hearts.
Yeah.
Impossible!
That was the fatal flaw in his plan.
Yeah.
The Crypt Keeper gathers that this is why Zanku had Phoebe's boy toy killed, which at first he thought was pretty petty, but now it's genius. He's like, I thought that was kind of petty when you did that, but now I get it. So, Zanku is gonna kill people around the girls and make them feel bad, which he acknowledges isn't enough to make them vulnerable. Like, he's like, no, of course this isn't gonna be enough, because they're soulless banshees. But it'll make them weak enough to attack them, and then, it'll weaken the Book of Shadows and I can grab it or something. I don't know why he thinks this'll work or why it does work, he just assumes.
Yeah.
So, cut to Daryl on the phone with Phoebe. He's at work, and he says going to the morgue sounds like a bad idea. He still goes along with it, but he warned her it was a bad idea. His wife, Sheila, is waiting for him at work with a sexy dress, and he has to turn down date night. All part of Zanku's plan.
He's worn Daryl down, and now he can get the Book of Shadows.
Gonna fuck with Daryl, the heart of the team.
I don't know why this had to ruin his whole night, because he takes Phoebe down there and is like, hey, look, and she's like, all right, let's leave.
I guess, I don't know, maybe they would be late and couldn't go to whatever they had tickets for. I don't think they say what it is, just they had tickets for something.
Maybe.
They could have gone and had a different date, though, but...
Yeah. Didn't have to ruin their whole night.
Yeah.
Stupid Phoebe.
So, Sheridan shows up and informs Daryl that yet another suspicious murder has been linked to the Hallowells. They always say Hallowell.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Sheridan doesn't recall meeting Sheila previously, which she explains by saying she's been having memory problems since that whole coma thing, which they're causing by using memory dust. Sheila asks Daryl what happened to her, and he pulls a classic Daryl. He says, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
So things are strained between Daryl and Sheila over all of this. This is his plot in the episode. Surprisingly, he does have a plot because they're leading into the finale where he has quite a meaty role. So they're having some problems because of how much he's helping the sisters, how much danger this is putting him in. He's keeping secrets to protect his family. It's messy. Daryl has to get to Phoebe after everything the girls haven't done for him.
Do something, do it!
So at the manor, Piper, Leo, and the kids return home after being stuck in traffic. This is because Piper has been insisting on a normal life and forbidden orbing, I guess.
You're forbidden!
Stupid Piper.
So Leo points this out when she complains about the traffic, and then she says,
I didn't give up the right to complain about it!
Just hear Leo go and stick his head in the oven.
Here, take the kids. I'll see you never. So they were out buying party supplies for Chris's first birthday. And Piper says she isn't sure if they should throw the party after Phoebe's friend just died. I find that uncharacteristic also, that she's like, maybe we should hold off on this party.
Yeah.
But Leo says that they can't put life on hold every time a demon attacks. Like, have they switched bodies? Like,
yeah, very strange.
Seems like something that the either other one would do. But
yeah.
Anyway, Paige.
Thankfully, I'd be like, Phoebe's feeling bad right now. Piper, a normal life.
So Paige shows up and says she's worried about how hard Phoebe is taking this death. And that Phoebe is worried about being cursed, which Piper blows off by saying,
that's silly.
Stupid Phoebe.
This is the true Piper, not the Zanku Piper. So Paige would like to investigate Tim's death further, but she has to meet Joanna, who is a new charge of hers and a future White Lighter-to-be. This is the point in the series where they decided charges are White Lighters in training and not innocents that are being protected by White Lighters or witches. They were introduced as, like, they were protecting witches, but now it's other White Lighters, which seems redundant to me.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is.
I thought that White Lighters were just people who died, and then they were resurrected by, you know, doing a good deed or whatever, and then they were given a second chance to be, like, guardian angels, basically.
Yeah.
Which is how they've usually done it, and then suddenly it was, like, charges are White Lighters and not witches.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And it's like, I don't know what Paige is really supposed to be doing besides hanging out with her and being a friend. Like, that's her job.
Yeah, I think she's supposed to hang out with her until it's revealed she's going to be a White Lighter. But at that point, wouldn't it be after she's died? Because White Lighters die.
Mm-hmm.
They die and then they're made White Lighters. Yeah.
Unless you're born half dead like Paige.
Yeah, she's an exception, not the rule. So Piper says they're going to have to postpone Chris's party, and Leo is devastated. He's like, why?
It's time for the Chris show.
Yeah. He turns into Mark Wahlberg in The Happening. Like, what? No. So Paige says Phoebe wouldn't want them to postpone the party. Piper tries to protest, but then Paige talks over her and insists the party will go on. Paige is like, don't worry, we can do this, and orbs out. And then Piper sinisterly tells Wyatt she's going to teach him a new word, denial.
That's how we know it's not Zanku.
Yeah.
Never should have taught my kids how to read.
So yeah, at the morgue, Daryl tells Phoebe to watch out for Sheridan. Like, she's on to you guys. And she blows him off. She can't worry about her right now.
I don't have time for that right now.
And he's like, look, you should be worried about this, because continually hitting her with memory dust isn't going to last long term. Seems to be doing some brain damage to her or something. Plus, you're connected to a ton of murders, which the memory dust is not helping.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phoebe is like, oh, well, she's got nothing. She's just going off a hunch. Which is not true. You're connected to a lot of murders. You're in a lot of evidence files, which we see in the finale that wasn't a finale, which said that neighbor Dan was murdered by the sisters. So Daryl is like, if Sheridan remembers everything, it's going to be over for all of us. And then Phoebe mopes that maybe that won't be such a bad thing.
Oh, shut up, Phoebe.
She's fucking Farquaad. Like, that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah. Everyone else can go down because I'm mopey today.
Shut up, Phoebe.
I don't have time to care about you, Daryl, or my other stupid sisters.
Some of you may die, but it's a sacrifice I am willing to make.
So they go in to see Tim's body, and I guess they can just do whatever they want unsupervised? Like, they just go in there, there's no one else there.
Yeah,
they unzip
no
the bag,
coroner.
They're touching the body, like, there's an investigation going on currently with this particular body,
the
but they
bodies
just
are
go on.
Piling up in there, and I guess that's because the coroner's never in.
So they open up the bag, they see his fucked up face, and Daryl says it looks like someone was trying to send a message, because this was vicious and calculated, and makes you think twice when you see him. Mm-hmm. I guess? He's like, we see this all the time. Like, what? With like fucking Wolverine claw faces or whatever? Like, someone was trying to send a message. What is he talking about?
Yeah.
It's true, but what is he talking about?
He read the script. He's like, I think it's a message.
Yeah, I feel like everything everyone says in this episode is because the script said so. Like, they jump to so many conclusions that are so specific.
Yeah, I don't know why claw to the face is like, this has to be a message.
How is this vicious and calculated? It just seems like, you know, a monster came in and went, rah, 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 and she, like, killed him. And then,
like could have been a bear. Like, yeah. It seems like this was a message from that bear.
Yeah, that bear. Was vicious and calculated. So Phoebe doesn't get a premonition and they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Her premonitions are only to see like dates and stuff related to her at this point, so they're fucking useless.
It's like there's no dates left in this spy.
So that was pointless. So they leave and Zanku and the Crypt Keeper teleport in, and then they start to goof around with Tim's body. Meanwhile, Phoebe calls Paige and says that Tim died because of her, feeling pretty low. And then Paige dismisses it and tells her to sleep it off.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Sleep it off. Get some rest, you crazy.
This whole episode, they're acting like Phoebe is insane. Like, she's overreacting and you shouldn't feel bad about someone dying.
Yeah.
You're just crazy, Phoebe.
Crazy old Phoebe. Nothing supernatural ever happens around here.
We're in season 7. It was possibly the last one.
Mm.
These fucking witches. Whatever. So Paige is at P3. She's meeting up with Joanna, whose abusive boyfriend shows up and says that he doesn't want her hanging around Paige. He's acting super obvious. I don't know if...
Is it supposed to be Zanku the whole time, or does this guy really exist?
They seem to imply it was Zanku the whole time, and I guess it could be either way. It could have been Zanku appeared and pretended to be this guy, or Zanku knew that this was someone close to Paige and wanted it to be a plausible scenario that maybe her neglect ended up getting her killed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it only lasts for like 2 seconds, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, Joanna's making a bunch of, like, excuses for her abusive boyfriend. And she's like, all right, I'm going to go with him. I'll call you later. And surely nothing bad will happen to her.
Today's going to be the best day ever.
Yeah. Ain't nothing horrible going to happen today.
At the manor that night, Tim Zombie shows up in bed with Phoebe and tells her she got him killed before trying to strangle her. I slept with a zombie.
Did like the Crypt Keeper when he says when he's resurrecting Tim, he's like, oh, Rigo hasn't even set in yet, so it'll be easy. It's like, they must have booked it. Like, they grabbed his body, interviewed Phoebe super quick, sent her home so she could be at home and then also go back and go down there.
Yeah, like, that had to have been really super quick, all that. And again, an investigation is going on 2 hours or less after he died. Then they're already, like, checking out the body alone.
Yeah, like, the body's in the morgue already. In the body.
The lady that was in the report as the last person to see him alive and who was suspected of many, many murders is allowed to just go in there.
Yeah, and she's also been allowed to go home without much questioning, I guess.
I don't know if the police ever questioned her. Maybe they did off screen. I guess that's why she's in the report. Yeah, but
also very quickly. Did you kill him? No? Thank you for your time.
When that's happening, Phoebe runs out away from Zombie Tim, and Piper and Leo rush in, but Tim has disappeared. I don't know how, because he's just like a zombie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this
is supposed to be them teleporting them back so that the whole thing, Phoebe's crazy.
At this point, it's supposed to be that she or that the Crypt Keeper can't control them. Like, he needs he needs Zanku to resurrect them so he can just, I don't know, manipulate the body in some way.
I'm it a
just
little seems like confused. The same thing, so. Yeah, like, because I thought that was the point of having the Crypt Keeper there to do these resurrections, because he's the one who talks about resurrecting Tim, but then we see Zanku doing it, and it's like,
yeah, well, okay. They say that that he's an alchemist, technically, is what they call him, not the Crypt Keeper, but they say that the alchemist can manipulate the dead, but can't resurrect them, and it needs a upper-level demon to do it. So Zanku is the one to do it, but then it's like, what's the difference between Zombie Tim and Zombie Davidson later? Like, they do the same thing, I don't really get it.
I don't know if, like, the Crypt Keeper's, like, putting their memories back in. I'm not really
clear. But Tim also is saying, like, oh yeah, you're, like, putting the memories in. But is that what's going on?
I don't know.
I don't know what he's doing, actually.
My best guess.
He does seem to be controlling some of them during the battle later. Like, he's got the little lightning fingers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. So Piper and Leah rush in. Tim has disappeared, and then Phoebe looks crazy. This is all part of, like, maybe Phoebe is just imagining this stuff. So the next morning, Piper in pajamas and Ugg boots brings a distraught Phoebe some coffee. Paige is also there.
Shut up, Janice.
Shut up.
I don't know why she's wearing the Ugg boots in the house with the pajamas.
Kick Phoebe's ass.
So Paige is like, are you sure you didn't just dream this, Phoebe? Crazy Phoebe. nothing weird ever happens to them. Leo, meanwhile, has found the thing it actually is in the Book of Shadows. While everyone else is like, whatever. He's like, oh, here's this very specific thing. I think it's an alchemist that can control the dead and then the upper level demon thing. And blah, blah, blah. He knows all of this based on the very vague description that Phoebe gives him. Like, a zombie showed up in her bed. That's all he's got.
I slept with the zombie?
Yeah, which may or may not have even been there. It could have been a hallucination. But he's like, oh, yeah, it's this.
Yeah.
And he's right. So Phoebe's feeling guilty, and Piper continues to dismiss her. She's like, why don't you go to work?
Yeah.
Get back to business as usual instead of making yourself crazy.
Yeah. Just stick your face in your stupid comb. Yeah, stop bugging me. Work.
Yeah. For the first time in her life, Phoebe doesn't want to go to work. And everyone else is like, your trauma's annoying. Go to work.
I can't work.
I can't deal with this.
Work is not enough.
I'm feeling all of the trauma of all the pain in the world. Leo is like, no, work is a public place, so no one's gonna attack you there. As if that doesn't regularly happen, it's happened.
Yeah.
Like, we recently covered an episode where, like, there was a fucking brawl going on at work.
Well, we could never invade the mirror.
Yeah, plus if this thing is appearing... Like, if she's either hallucinating it or it's appearing when other people aren't around, she could be in her office and then Zombie Tim goes booga 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 and then goes away. Like, it could still happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, Piper cancels Chris's party, but she does it while looking at Leo in an I told you so way. So it's really for her, not for anyone else.
Guess we gotta cancel that party, idiot.
Look, fine, I'll make all the phone calls. Daryl.
Yeah. Paige gets a phone call from Joanna saying she got into a fight with her abusive boyfriend. And then Piper goes like,
is that really something a white lighter needs to deal with? Is it life or death? Come on!
Fucking bitch!
Yeah, terrible.
That's so awful, though. Like, no empathy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She could be, like, a little more kind about it. Maybe, like, you know, we have this going on. Do you think it could wait? Or is she gonna be okay? And then...
Yeah. It's so weird because, like, when Paige explains, you know, I think she's in with this abusive boyfriend and I really think I need to check on her. Her tone doesn't change.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, okay, then go.
Yeah. Well, she says it like it was her idea the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, Paige didn't want to go and she's ordering her. Like, no matter
you
what.
You should
it is,
go then. Dismiss.
Yeah. It's got to be her idea. Meanwhile, the Crypt Keeper caresses Tim's sexy body.
He's like, can't we revive him again?
Please. This whole time, he's just like, he wants to fuck the corpse. Like, he's just like, so good. So he's like, please, we gotta bring him to life for real. I love him. And Zanku is like, no, I won't. And he's like, well, what if I brought you an even older, moldier corpse? Does that do anything for you? And he's like, ah, fuck yeah. So he's like, all right, I'm gonna bring Inspector Davidson to life. This was a guy who they had a story arc in season 3 where he was, I think, doing what Inspector Sheridan was doing. He was investigating them.
Yeah,
and
it was related to Cole and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So he was doing basically what Sheridan was doing, and they were blowing him off. And he gets murdered, and Prue can't save him. Like, she wants to save him, but finds out that death is inevitable with him because that's when they first meet the Angel of Death. Mm-hmm. It was like a serious moment. It was a big moment in the series where it was like, you can't save everyone, back when they cared about saving people. but for some reason, through this whole episode, they actually, like, this was Phoebe's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Phoebe was Prue, to the point where they edit. I mean, they have to edit around Prue in flashbacks anyway, because they don't have likeness rights for Shannon Doherty anymore. Mm-hmm. But, like, they edit around it to make it appear as if Phoebe was the one that couldn't save him and had to deal with this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like the show is trying to gaslight you as to what really happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have the body of Inspector Davidson.
He's doing pretty well for having died 4 years ago.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. And Zanku says he has to bring him back because Phoebe will lose her faith and then spread that loss
faith
of faith.
Heart.
Yeah, she'll lose her faith of the heart and then spread that to the other sisters, starting with Paige, the weakest one. He knows that Paige will be the one that first to go because Piper is a tough nut to crack, as we learn later in the episode.
I thought that party having to be canceled would break her, but it did nothing.
No, it only made her stronger. yeah, so he knows, like, he's got to break Phoebe because she's the first one to give up on everything. and this is where he relays his plan about getting the Book of Shadows, yada, yada, yada. At the morgue, Daryl is going to check if Tim's there for the girls. He's not there, but Sheridan is snooping around. It says she's on to him. She's like, why are you protecting the sisters? I need to know. And he does not have an answer. He doesn't know either.
Because I'm a cop. I would tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Things get very sinister.
I shouldn't
the story.
Have said that.
Whoops. So Paige is comforting a crying Joanna, who is terrified that her abusive boyfriend's going to do something. But she gets a call from Piper, who informs her about Tim being missing. And then Paige goes like, oh, well, I guess Phoebe wasn't crazy. Like, just says it like, meh, okay. Like, as if they hadn't been making her feel terrible this whole episode. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So Piper is in the kitchen. She's saying she's making a vanquishing potion to use on the alchemist and to help Tim rest in peace. But she says it like she hates Tim for some reason. Like, she'll begrudgingly help this asshole rest in peace. Like, what do you ever do to her?
This is not Zanku.
She, like, rolls her eyes when she's saying this. Like, what the fuck is that about? Is there some backstory going on here that we don't know?
If this was Zanku Piper, she would have cared more.
So Piper is like, you gotta go pick up Phoebe so we can take care of this. And then, like, Paige is like, well, I think Joanna, like, her boyfriend might hurt her. And she's like, ah, fuck Joanna, it's not life or death, get out of there. You fucking asshole.
I love this because this directly gets her killed, and, like, they never bring this up that Piper got her killed.
Yeah. This is technically Piper's fault. She should be feeling guilty about this, but as we find out, Piper feels guilty about nothing.
She has no remorse.
She even says, she's like, yeah, the faster we get rid of the demons, the faster you can get back to the charge.
Stupidly in charge.
We'll deal with our thing first, idiot.
I don't know why, also, they're like, oh, we don't want Joanna to die, but also she has to die to become a White Lighter. But then she doesn't become a White Lighter later. She
dies.
It
doesn't make any sense. It's like they forgot what Light Whiters are.
Light Whiters?
Light Whiters.
We're back to Charmed Heart with a Vengeance.
Yeah, we're back to Light Whiters.
I'm in need of a guilt remover spell.
So Paige is like, well, I gotta go. And Joanna's freaking out. Like, she's like, what if he comes back and gets me? And she's like, it's all gonna be okay. Anyway, as soon as she leaves, Zanku as her boyfriend shows up and murders her.
And the day was saved.
The elders were just not paying attention. Should we get her now? Make her a white lady?
Yeah, they mentioned the elders in this episode, but they don't get involved in any way. And I feel like this would be the time you'd want to get them involved.
Mm-hmm.
So at the paper, Phoebe is frantically sending letters out to readers. Like she's mailing them personally to her, to them. And to herself, to overcompensate for the zombie.
Dear Phoebe, I love you. Love Phoebe. Love
Phoebe. She's trying to overcompensate for the zombie she slept with. Even her assistant's not kissing her butt over this one. Like, what? Why are you doing this? So Paige orbs in to take her home. And but now Phoebe is in ultra work blow off mode, so no dice. They fucked themselves over by getting her to work, because now she's like, no, I can't go. They need me at the paper. Paige calls this classic Phoebe. Yep. So Paige says that she can deal with her guilt by killing the shit out of the demon responsible. This is how you're going to deal with this. Because Phoebe tries to have a moment, right? Like, she's just like, how am I supposed to deal with the fact that this guy, just because he was in my vicinity, ended up dead? And she's like, well, you can kill some. Paige immediately has surmised this is Zanku, because the episode's getting closer to the end. No other reason.
Yeah. Gotta be him.
Meanwhile, Zanku has brought Davidson back, and they flash back to the episode where he was killed while cutting around Prue very stealthily, sneakily just zoom in on Phoebe watching as if this was her thing. So Zanku is like, well, Phoebe's the one responsible for this, and then has to remind him of like a scene he had with her to pretend this was a big thing. She was covering for Cole at the time and lying to him, and so I guess that's why he thinks, oh yeah, I guess it was her fault I got killed. Never mentions Prue in this episode, even though it was a big deal. And they could say her name, they just couldn't show Prue.
Mm-hmm.
But not mentioned.
No.
At home, the girls are in the kitchen, and then casually guess Zanku's whole plan. They're like, yeah, I think this is what's going on. Yeah, right. Phoebe is like, oh, wait, if that was Zanku pretending to be you earlier, then how do I know that you're not an evil shapeshifter? And has to, like, question Piper. And she's like, I don't know, here's some embarrassing story from when we were kids or something. Like, tell me you're not an evil shapeshifter.
It's funny how quickly that gets brought up and then just diffused. Like, that could have been an episode where he's screwing with them by constantly pretending to be one of them.
Yeah.
So they couldn't feel safe.
I guess they know he could shapeshift, so I can't say they didn't do an episode where something like that happened, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember
maybe
enough.
I'm forgetting.
I know, like,
if he wants to just say, disrupt them in some way, that could work, though.
Yeah. I think that was part of it, but they just kind of bumbled the story here.
Mm.
I do know in the finale he gets turned into a pig, but with his head.
Right.
That's something.
That sure was something.
And he's like, I was in the Mummy movies, you know? I'm a real actor.
In the Resident Evil movies, so I don't know.
I've been in real things. Remember that, please.
Do
remember
we want to
me
call
for
the
my
Resident
real
Evil
roles?
Movies real things?
Remember me for my real roles and not charms.
Was that Star Trek later?
So Phoebe goes to check the Book of Shadows again, and then Leo comes in. He's like, where's she going? And then Paige jokes that she's going to a mental institution. Crazy Phoebe. No thought or care for her trauma at all. Well,
it's
look,
Phoebe. She deserves it.
Yeah, but, you know, the zombie's going to be on the other foot in a minute with Paige, so... Anyway, Leo updates us on the Chris party situation. We all were wondering about how if that was getting canceled or not, and it is.
Daryl said he wasn't going to make it anyway.
Yeah. He's having marital problems because of something, I don't know. Paige goes to check on Joanna, and she's dead. But not going to be a white lighter, I guess. Mm-hmm.
And Paige
know.
Is upset for her, and she's going, oh, but I was going to have a date with her.
I do love that she runs over to start weeping over her body, and then Zanku is just standing in the door like 2 feet away from her, yeah. like smirking what? Evilly to like poof away.
There's no reason for that.
What if she turned around like, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Zanku. Whoops.
My whole plan was spoiled because you were meant to think that her boyfriend did it.
Yeah.
I had to be here to go. How long was he waiting there? Was it like she just happened to orb in front of him and he's like, whew, glad it's she wasn't like turned
anytime
around.
Anytime someone came down the hallway, he's like, oh, that's not a
peach. And then he just kills them, chucks them out into a dumpster and then waits. At the police station, Sheridan is telling on Daryl. She's got Sheila and she's like, you will not believe what your husband's been doing.
Guess who he's covering for? Mm-mm-mm.
Sheila does know about the sisters at this point. I don't remember when she found out, but she does know. But she chews out Daryl for all of this stuff because he hasn't been telling her everything. And she's like, but don't worry, I'll always protect the girl's secret. I'm just mad at you, but I'll always protect the girls. And she goes, this is their fight. Give it up.
Yeah.
It's either their family or yours.
So... At this ultimatum, he decides to ignore the girls calling. This does not sit well with them. Paige is like, how can he ignore our calls?
Guess there's some problems even Daryl can't solve.
Well, Paige is mad about this. She's like, why isn't he answering? And then Piper says, I'm beginning to think he's not going to be able to help anyway. Mm-hmm. But at this point, they think Joanna was murdered by her abusive boyfriend. Which you can call the normal police for. You don't need Daryl for this. They don't know it's Zanku until 2 seconds later, and it's like, oh yeah, it was probably Zanku. But, yeah. Like, you could have called the normal police and to get that guy. They know who the boyfriend is.
I love that they immediately come to the conclusion it was Zanku with this Paige thing, because it's even further from this Phoebe thing, but then the Phoebe thing comes back, and they're like, crazy Phoebe's at it again.
Yeah, what? When Paige is feeling guilty about what happened, Leo is like, you can't blame yourself. Blame Piper. She's the one who's like, ah, fuck her.
It wasn't life or death.
She's dead.
Well, think about this. We had to cancel Chris's party.
Piper immediately is like, yeah, it's Zanku, and I think he's targeting the people in our lives. Dummy Leo can't figure out why a demon would do such a thing. Like, huh? What's the plan here? Killing the people you know and love?
Huh?
I'm good.
Huh? Huh?
So, they do ask at this point, like, who they're gonna kill for Piper or bring back or whatever to make her feel guilty. And they're like, well, we're gonna shoo Leo and the kids off to magic school. I gotta point out, they do not give Piper anyone specific.
No.
Later, they bring a bunch of generics out, because apparently there's a horde of people she didn't save that they're bringing in, but no one specific that they can think of.
People I didn't save or care about.
I don't get, like, okay, she's like, all of them have killed so many innocents, they don't give a shit. But mm-hmm. she had specific instances they could have brought up. There was this doctor who, like, I don't know, stole their powers and put them in monkeys or something. I don't know, it was a stupid as shit thing. But he was, like, I think the first example with Piper of an innocent that she couldn't save and she felt really bad about it. Like, it was a storyline that happened.
They already got that detective guy back. They're not
gonna get all these guest stars. It's just random Tim, that one guy, and some extras with no lines. But anyway, so Leo and the children shoot off to magic school. Upstairs, Phoebe is confronted by Inspector Davidson. And then they act like Phoebe did all of Prue's stuff in that story. Like, she's like, oh yeah, I tried to save you and all this other stuff. Like, they're really straight up acting like it was just Phoebe the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Davidson tries to kill Phoebe. She runs away, runs into Piper and goes, get him! Kill him!
He gets teleported out before Piper sees.
I like that they try to pretend for, like, a couple lines later in the episode that they're conflicted about destroying the innocents that they failed to save, and yet here Phoebe is like, yeah, kill him.
Yeah.
No qualms here.
Yeah, blow him up, Piper. You're a lazy hand wave.
Yeah. So so Davidson has disappeared and Piper's like, no one's there again. Like, she's like, he's not there, and he died 4 years ago. Again, as if she's crazy. They know the whole plan at this point. And it's like, yeah, you're crazy.
Crazy Phoebe.
Zanku teleports in upstairs by the book. He tries to take it again, but it still doesn't work. He thinks that the defenses are going down, though. He's getting closer, but not quite there. I don't know why he thinks that, but apparently that's what's going on. He leaves. Piper and Phoebe creep back in. Like, they're like, huh? Is there a zombie in here?
Huh?
Huh? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Did you do that? That was Phoebe.
Oh, I just can't deal with this right now.
Farts are not enough.
So they go to check the book, and then Piper yells for Paige. Right now, Paige is dealing with fresh trauma of losing this charge. And she's like, Paige, go find that Joanna corpse right now. Go get her.
I need to file it. Do it.
So they go to scry for her. And
they scry hard.
We already did scry hard.
Yeah. Better scry hard.
Paige says that she's the cause of her death. But she says it like she's annoyed at it, not that she's feeling bad. Like she seems like, oh, because I'm the cause of this. They find the corpse by scrying. They orb into the crypt where she is, and they're confronted by Joanna, Tim, Davidson, and the crypt keeper. And a generic suspense sting.
Yeah.
This could have been, again, the penultimate episode. They're in season 7, and they're still using generic suspense sting. He summons a whole horde of innocents for Piper, the queen of getting people killed.
And the rest.
And the rest. Zombie Tim asks if they've done any good at all as he throws Phoebe into a vase. It's very satisfying.
Yeah, well, true. They have not.
This whole thing is the girls being confronted by the innocents dying, or that they got killed by their negligence. They never get into that. I do want to point out in the comics, the innocents that they did save get retroactively murdered in the season 9. So they're all dead.
It's like that Supernatural episode where they did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the people he saved? We killed them now!
Yeah, the CW and WB hate when they save people, actually. So the girls fight the zombie innocents, and then Piper bravely blows them up.
Piper bravely ran away.
The Crypt Keeper reacts in shock. Like, even he didn't expect Piper to be that cold to just blow them up. And he's like, Zank, you told me you wouldn't!
So much for Joanna being a homemade later.
Yeah. He didn't expect the most evil woman in the world. Piper is not... She barely seems to have a conflict about doing this.
Like, flames start appearing near her.
She is a cold-farted itch.
Cold-farted itch.
In this episode. I can't believe how cold she is.
Big monster.
Yeah. Then Zanku blows him up because his story's done. The Crypt Keeper's gone.
Absolutely no reason. I'll blow up my buddy. Eh. Why? Why not?
I don't know.
He's known him since the Crusades.
The Crusades. They were friends.
Oh no, I'll blow him up now because a magic 8-ball told me to.
Good times. No. Oh, what you said? That you only meant well.
It's just like they can't write anything but like the main villain kills his underling because I don't end the episode.
Yeah, I love too that the girls ask why he did that later, as if that isn't what every villain has done for 7 years on this show.
I love that they say, well, like, let's check the book for the answer to why Zanku killed his friend for no reason.
That's not the kind of thing you look up.
Why would that be in the book? And sometimes Zanku might kill his friends because we just want to end the episode.
The only one who has the answer, the only place you can find the answer is in Zanku's heart. You can't find it in the book.
We see Zanku after that with the book, and he's trying to look it up too. And he's like, oh, so that's why I killed the Crypt Keeper.
And then you look and there's a script inside it. And like,
Yeah. Bad scripts.
So Zanku disappears and acts like everything went according to plan. He just wanted them to defeat the innocents and then him to blow up his friend from the Crusades and then accomplish
But why did that weaken them enough to get the book anyway? It seems like they were kind of back to fairly standard.
Yeah, it didn't really seem like they were that broken up over it.
Yeah, like, this should have been a plot where they're really distraught for him to get the book. But it seems like they're, you know, cold, evil Piper, especially, is not really broken up about anything.
Yeah, well, like we were saying earlier, minor inconveniences will get them to give up everything, so he didn't need to try that hard.
No.
At the police station, Daryl is talking to Sheridan, and he's like, well, I'm going to go on a vacation. Get things right with my family. And then it turns sinister. He's like, the girls won't let you take them down. What they're doing is above reproach. He says it's above reproach. As if they will murder her if she gets too close. Well, and to be fair,
they've murdered him before.
They murdered him before, but Sheridan does get murdered. Yeah, because she gets murdered. They do murder her.
They murder her.
In the next episode.
He can tell her from experience, like, they will murder you. They've murdered me.
They treat the Charmed Ones like they are fucking mobsters. These are supposed to be our heroes.
Yeah, like, that's the only thing you would think with him coming to her like that.
Why does he say it like this? He could just be like, you are getting into something you don't understand and not act like they're going to murder
her. Deeply connected evil people.
Yeah, like there's a million other ways he could have worded this that wasn't implying that they were evil and going to kill her. So, at the manor,
yeah, could have talked about, like, they supposedly do a bunch of good, but he doesn't bring that up.
Above reproach. You know what? I'm going to reproach the hell out of them. Shut up, Daryl. So,
well, I'm not going to Chris's party.
At the manor, Paige asks why they don't just vanquish Zanku like they did the Source. And Phoebe says he'll be ready for that, so we need something new. That's how they explain why.
We're going to do something again, although we just had Zanku blow up his friend for no reason, but oh well.
Eh. We won't try. So that's when they discover the Book of Shadows is missing. Cut to Zanku greedily reading the book and laughing.
What is this page on coal?
The fuck is this Sears portrait?
His turn-ons? What is the matter with that?
He likes flamenco dancing, and he has mind-blowing sex. I need to find this coal. I can resurrect him. I can do that. I'm an upper-level demon.
Though I blew up my friend that puts his memories back in. Damn it. Knew I jumped the gun on that.
It says to be continued, and the finale really, I mean, it's the storyline's connected, but it really didn't need it to be continued, because the two episodes together aren't really a cohesive whole. It's just the story arc continues into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they were just trying to say, like, please tune into our finale. Please, we promise it's going somewhere. It wasn't, but they were promising it.
They imply they might teach the next generation till they're like, oh, good thing we can throw this book out.
They did get blown up, and if you just jump to the credits after the house blows up, you can pretend that they died, and that's the end.
That'd be a much better ending.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode. What are your final thoughts, Phelan?
It doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's not, for something this deep into Charmed, it's not one of the worst episodes they've done, but I want a plot, I guess, that breaks them up more, if that's the point, for him to get to the book, and they're not really. I mean, Phoebe thinks she's crazy for a bit. That's the biggest thing that happens. Otherwise, I don't know. I mean, it's fine for Charmed, especially in season 7.
I feel like, I mean, there was an idea here. I mean, they should be confronted with the fact that they don't save fucking innocents. Yeah. But I don't.
The problem is that they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. I don't think they ever really address the fact that they have lost a lot of innocents. They could have gotten into this in this episode and still done the Zanku story in a more effective way. But they don't. And the sisters are still kind of mean. I think it is toned down compared to a lot in this era. But it's kind of boring, to be honest.
Yeah.
Except for the Crypt Keeper. I liked seeing John Kassir, but...
Yeah, it was funny. It's just not as annoying as a lot of Charm can be by this point.
Yeah. It was better. It just goes into dull, I think.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just not executed, though.
Yeah. I guess it was good we got back to Davidson. Remember all that? Prue it's erasure?
Like, yeah. If they could have done anything with Prue, that would have been like something to make any of this matter.
If they had Shannon Doherty's likeness rights, they could have brought Prue back to...
Yeah.
Because she'd been dead less time than him. They could have resurrected her.
If like they had something that really hit them all with Prue.
Yeah.
That would disrupt them enough, I think, to get the book realistically.
Yeah. What if they were at like Prue's grave and he was threatening to bring her back? So you don't have to use the likeness rights, but it brings more of a personal stake to them. More than just the innocence that they don't give a shit about.
Yeah.
They didn't. All right. Phelan, who is your Margoyle? And if you have one, who's your Carman?
Margoyles. It's going to be Phoebe. Because she makes Tim's death all about herself. It's just annoying.
I had dates. Lots and lots of dates.
And Tim could have been up there, too, for his glass jar. So I'll put it with Phoebe and Tim, kind of.
Okay.
They're a package deal in this one. They both sucked in regards to his death.
And that promo, I feel, brings him up to a loser level, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a Carman or no?
A Carman. It's probably Daryl for not going to Chris's party.
Yeah.
You have a Margoyle and Carman.
I was torn between Phoebe and Piper as the Margoyle.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to select Piper because she was the direct cause of some people's deaths. She was the most cold. I feel like Phoebe somewhat cared sometimes about the fact that she got Tim killed. She was making it about herself, but I feel like sometimes she had moments of clarity. whereas Piper
it
was
took
just
a bit.
Piper was a monster in this episode.
She really was.
The Carman, I'm going to say the Crypt Keeper, because he had a good time with Zanku, and I liked seeing him. There's no other reason.
Okay.
All right, well, I think that's the end of the episode. If you guys enjoyed this podcast, we'd appreciate it if you liked, subscribed, or reviewed wherever you're watching or listening to this on. You can find us in audio form wherever audio podcasts, I guess there's only audio podcasts, wherever you see the music. You can enjoy us in audio form wherever podcasts are listened to. You can also listen to us or watch us on YouTube. I'm youtube.com/movienightsaseries. Phelan is youtube.com/Phelans. You can support our shows on Patreon and get bonuses like seeing the videos ahead of time or voting for Charmed Rewinds. You can see my stuff at patreon.com/movienights and Phelan's at patreon.com/Phelas. Thanks to Peter Hunter for editing the podcast for us and for the awesome theme song. You can find him at Pretor Hunter on YouTube and on Twitter. What hashtag should we use?
Hashtag cold farted Piper.
Hashtag I slept with a jammy. That's it. That's... All right, we'll see you Charmanders next time. Bye.